Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me, we welcome back Mayor Bob Maloney. Finally, first Mondays of the month are holidays, it seems like. We get into a set of periods there where the usual appearance gets postponed, but usually it's a bit of a slowdown in terms of City of Yorkton happenings and council. So great to have you back here, Mayor Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine, and I'm okay with being bumped for holidays. holidays are good. Everybody enjoys the holidays.
Yes.
Like global warming. I'm looking outside at the snow and thinking, boy, global warming is doing wonderful things for me today.
Yes, we're quite chilly out there. And of course, well, with the snow on the ground, what first comes to mind? Why, street sweeping, of course. Wait, what? That was supposed to start this week?
Yes, fall sweeping gets underway this week. They're going to be starting in the southwest corner of the city in Section 1 and then moving eastward. They're going to be going in two shifts, working from midnight to 4 p.m. daily until we get things done. The process can take about 3 weeks. I'm not sure how snow factors into that. I'm hoping we're not going to get a whole lot of snow and we'll be able to get out. It's kind of important because it gets the leaves away from drains.
Sure.
And I always suggest to people, if you've got a drain that's close to the house, take a minute and haul some of those leaves out of there, because those leaves can really clog up drains, and the ones we can't get to and we can't get to them all, it's nice if people can help us out.
Definitely. But again, with the snow, though, still should be able to proceed as long as there's not feet and feet of it kind of thing.
Yep. It'll go this week as long as we don't get much in the way of accumulations.
It looks like
what's falling is melting, so I don't think it'll slow us down too badly.
Well, that's really good to hear. So that, of course, just getting underway as we speak, along with some construction projects. It's been a busy season, I guess, this time around. Broadway, of course, we haven't seen you since that's now all been wrapped up. That went probably as good as anyone could have hoped.
Well, certainly the project was on time and lots of great comments. People really, really enjoy having Broadway done. We'll be getting the other half of Broadway done in spring. The project will roll over and we'll get the other half of Broadway done in spring. And then we're going to have to look at York Road. York Road is not in terrific shape. Talking to city manager just this morning about what might work on York Road. I'm kind of leading towards doing one lane in concrete and having all truck traffic in that lane, and maybe doing the rest asphalt. But I think we have to be creative when we look at this stuff. The concrete, of course, will stand up to the heavy truck traffic a bit better. A lot of truck traffic on York Road, as you know. So we're going to have to look at designs for York Road and come up with something that will work to accommodate that heavy traffic.
Do you think 52A is still doing its job, though? Is a lot of that truck traffic going that way, or does it still have just its limitations?
Well, I've heard from a number of people that it's out of the way for truckers, and truckers are going to take the shortest route possible.
Huh.
So the times I've used 52A on my way up to Saskatoon, it has not been very busy. But I think over time it will get busier, and as is the case with most diversions, those roads get used when there's more stop signs going up and traffic slowing down in different areas, and then they become more popular.
All right. Again, joining us, Mayor Bob Maloney for the City of Yorkton. Recently, I think it was last week, as a matter of fact, the SUMA gathered here in Yorkton. Now, this wasn't a province-wide gathering, it was just area gathering.
Yes, it was. It was regional meetings, and a good meeting. We had representatives from Churchbridge, Langenberg, Esterhazy, many, many communities in the Yorkton area, Kenora, of course, there, and a good opportunity for us to talk to each other about what is working in our communities. We had an inspector from F Division, Curtis Zablocki, joining us to talk about policing issues, and that was one of the main topics. People worried about rural policing, and he described how things are going to shake out in that regard, and we all want safe communities, so a really good conversation with the inspector.
Now, marijuana, I know that's been big, big, big news lately. I know with whether or not policing and if they're ready to go, that has its own issues. But just even municipally, different things like zoning and all the rest of it, I know Yorkton, there were some entrepreneurs that were granted the approval to open up. Are there anything that has been put into place by city council here municipally that says where they can, where they can't go, like we're starting to see in some other cities?
Well, the zoning is in place. I mean, and the obvious things, I mean, they can't be located within a certain distance from schools. And,
okay.
And there has to be some separation between the businesses. We know we don't want to have businesses next door to each other or create a zone for them per se. So there will be some room between them. We have been approved for two, and we will have two, as I understand it. We've had inquiries about permits and all of that stuff, and so that will happen. But in talking to the RCMP, they are ready. They say they're more than ready for this. Apparently, there were 90 charges laid last year across the province in regard to operating a vehicle while impaired by drugs. This is well over 2,000 DUIs last year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this doesn't include Regina and Saskatoon and cities that have their own police forces. The just RCMP numbers. They're the numbers that we get in Yorkton. They're the service that we have. So, I'll on the enforcement side, there isn't a kit that's been distributed at this point. There is some mechanical testing devices out there. Apparently, they don't work very well in cold weather, which is going to be a challenge in Saskatchewan. But the police are used to doing roadside sobriety, and they'll apply that, and they tell me they're good to go.
Well, and even when people go, maybe it's to even their doctor, if they go to the hospital for some kind of treatment, they're strictly told, hey, you should not be on the road. This could have serious complications if you do it. And well, as the laws have been under the for the longest time, even before this, if you are influenced and impaired, whether it's by alcohol or narcotics trouble, you can definitely be in trouble for that long before any sort of legalization.
Well, certainly. And officers are trained to recognize those signs of impairment. They've been doing it for a very long time. What concerns municipalities is, the costs involved and if extra workload and testing and whether or not a lot of these end up being challenged in court,
mm-hmm.
Which of course ties up officers testifying. There's a lot of things in the process, they're a little worrisome, especially when there's no revenues coming back to municipalities at this point in time. We've talked to the province about having some of that money flow through to us to pay for the enforcement. So we'll see how that works out. At this point in time, we've been told not to expect any money in the first year.
All right. All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5, and joining us, Yorkton Mayor Bob Maloney. Still plenty to talk about when we come back on the program after this. Back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know, Mayor Bob Maloney joining us on the program. And forgot to mark if this was coming up or already took place here in Yorkton, Mr. Mayor, but tree planting, what's going on here?
Well, certainly we've been, it's an annual event. They get out and do a lot of tree planting, and it was National Tree Planting Day in Canada last week.
Oh, okay.
And our department plants between 70 to 100 trees. Some of this is just replacing some dead and damaged or diseased trees throughout the city, installing new plantings where needed, and they were busy. They put 6-foot spruce trees between the old brick flour mill and our CP rail tracks. 5 of those trees were donated by Canadian Tire, as well as the City of Yorkton and the York Brick Mill Heritage Society, which held a very popular dinner about a week ago as well. They sold out. And we had some really good speakers. Ken Propp from Harvest Meats in Yorkton gave a really good speech about the family business and how things had gone. But I want to congratulate the Brick Mill for taking on that work. And you'll see some new trees planted by the mill.
That's awesome. I know they're working very, very hard. They wanted to showcase really those trees and a lot of the stuff that has been done already with what was planned as an outdoor concert, it got moved inside, though, unfortunately, which meant the cancellation of a guest soloist, either a CN or CP train rolling through. I'm sure would have interfered with that concert, too, had it been able to continue. They still had it at Royal Honda, which is good. Now, also, return of another program, a way to recognize great citizens, what they're doing for the community. What's happening here?
Well, we've got a citizen recognition award that the city is kind of restarting. We did did have one before, but we've launched the Yorkton's first citizen recognition awards program, and we are looking for nominations, Jordan, to acknowledge and reward those who've made outstanding contributions to the city in various capacities. Now those nominated need to reside in the city of Yorkton. There are two categories, adult civic recognition and youth civic recognition. Nominations will be accepted from October 1st to 31st. And for more details on the program and how to submit nominations, you can visit our City of Yorkton homepage at yorkton.ca. And looking forward to getting some nominations. We've got so many people that have done so much. A lot of the volunteers that you know well and that I know well, we've got people who serve on many committees, people who volunteer through coaching and different activities. A lot of folks that would be very deserving of this recognition.
Now, is this only going to be one adult, one youth?
Yes.
That does get recognized ultimately?
Yeah, we had a meeting last week and we determined there will be no ties. There are so many people that are could be recognized in
sure.
this way, and I think it's a good way to do it. We're not having a huge banquet or anything. The people that come out on top will be recognized before a city council meeting and be at our council meeting that evening, a little reception for them before the meeting. But I think it's a good way for the city to say thank you, and that's really what this is all about.
Now, who ultimately will be making the final decision?
There is a secret committee comprised of myself, Tom Seeley, Jerry Pepler.
I was going to say secret.
it's double not secret here.
We'll be
doing the adjudication and going through the process, and it shouldn't be overly complicated. We're looking forward to it. A lot of people deserving of recognition, and anytime you get to work with Jerry Pepler and Tom Seeley, it's fun.
Now, again, end of the month for people to submit a nomination. When will a decision ultimately be made?
We'll be looking at doing the awards. I should mention fellow councillor Quinn Hayter is on that group as well.
Okay.
And we will be accepted from October 1st to the 31st, and probably announcing early in January.
Okay, early next year. That's awesome.
You bet.
Again, Yorkton Mayor Bob Maloney, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Not just citizens to be recognized. The business community are going to gather later on this week as well. Now, that's a chamber event, the Celebrate Success Business Awards, but still something that's good for the city ultimately.
Oh, certainly. Always on the calendar. I really commend the Chamber of Commerce. This is an event they've done for many years, and anytime you get together and pay tribute to those in the business community, I think it's a good thing. People often wonder, you know, they're saying, well, Bob, why are you so pro-business? Well, without business, you don't have a community. Those businesses are what attract people to Yorkton. I did an interview on Global Television in Regina recently talking about the fact that, you know, we've got an area of about 200,000 people that we draw from, that, you know, people that come to shop, work, do business, go to school in Yorkton. And folks in Regina were really surprised about the fact that we are the third largest trading area in Saskatchewan. A lot of people don't know that. And I think our chamber helps promote this through things like the Celebrate Success Awards. So many local businesses that have been awarded over the years. And it's great to see. I think business is deserving. The people who put everything on the line to run a business. And I think sometimes people don't realize what it takes to run those businesses, and I've got a lot of respect for them.
Well, it's just phenomenal because people often talk about, of course, Regina, Saskatoon, they're number one, they're number two, but just in terms of large towns around those communities, there really aren't. But as here, I mean, forget just going in four directions. You can go in eight directions, it seems like, west, then northwest, then north, northeast, east, and then so on and so forth. There really are towns of fairly decent sizes, in every single direction here that we all draw from.
Well, certainly. And if you talk to Yorkton retailers, I've talked to people who tell me that 70 to 75% of their customers are from outside of Yorkton. When you look at the population, I mean, we're a little under 20,000 in Yorkton, but when you look at the surrounding area, we draw a lot of people. And it's critically important to business in our community to have those people come to Yorkton and to spend their shopping dollars here. And without those people, it would be a struggle for many of our retailers.
All right, time to settle it. Have you talked to the Costco people recently?
Costco is not very much interested in the city of Yorkton. We're just not big enough.
Yeah. Hey, they are still coming closer than ever before. They're moving 2 kilometers east of their current location in Regina, which means they are closer to Yorkton than ever before.
And the old store will close, which is what some people don't understand how that system works. They really rely on a large population, and it's something that we don't have as of yet in Yorkton.
That's true. They do like that bigger market for sure as the mainstay and then attracting people from all over. But that being said, there still is obviously still a lot of business growth happening in the city.
Oh, certainly. When you look around the city, construction, there's more building being done around the Parkland Mall. Mm-hmm. When you look at that's on the Harvard development, there's new buildings going up there. I think there's 2 new ones going in that I've seen recently. Just across the road, we're seeing some construction going up in that area as well. Mm-hmm. We're working with the Cowessess Band on a development that they're working on. Hopefully sod will get turned on that in spring. So there's a lot of work going on, and it's good to see. I think we've been in kind of a little bit of a slow period the last year or two, and I think now things are starting to pick up again.
All right, great. So well, that pretty much brings our talk to an end today. Oh, one final note. I know spring, sometimes a city will do something at the landfill, spring cleanup. Anything related to the fall going to be happening?
Yep, certainly we'll have dates. I know the Environmental Committee has been looking at dates for the there's usually a fall cleanup, spring cleanup. We're even doing tours at the landfill. We've had a study sent out about recycling recently, and we had over 1,400 people that replied to that.
Good.
We've never had that kind of feedback from the community, so certainly great. We want to thank everybody for either doing it online or for mailing it in, and a lot of that information will be coming out in the next few months.
All right, so well, that will bring our program to an end once again. Mayor Bob Maloney, all the best, and we'll chat again soon.
Pleasure to be here.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.